USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in a tweet saying he will nominate Chad Wolf, the acting Secretary of Homeland Security, to serve permanently in the role. Wolf has overseen the DHS in an acting capacity since November of 2019. Hurricane Laura could spell big trouble for parts of the Gulf Coast. It's expected to become a major hurricane as it approaches Texas and Louisiana. That means it could have winds over 110 miles per hour. It's about 550 miles southeast of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Louisiana resident Robert LaCampo telling Fox News he's ready.
At a Cat 2, and we're on the eastern side of it. It hits west of us, like they're talking about it doing Lake Charles. You know, we're going to be on the wet side, not only the wet side, but we're going to be on a tidal surge side.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Wildfires are continuing to burn in California. With an update, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
More than 14,000 firefighters are working, trying to control over 625 wildfires. The CZU Lightning Complex fire, clearly the biggest, it's prompted the largest evacuation orders. CAL FIRE San Mateo Santa Cruz Unit Chief Ian Larkin says,
"We're in this for the long haul. This is a historic event for this unit. We have never seen fire like this in the recent history that we have any records for."
A district judge in New York is rejecting Ghislaine Maxwell's request to be released into the prison's general population as she awaits trial for sex trafficking underage girls. Maxwell had asked for an end to what she calls onerous conditions while she's being held in jail. The former girlfriend of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein is in solitary confinement inside a Brooklyn jail. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is slamming Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for planning to address a Republican National Convention from Israel tonight. Pelosi calling it appalling and unprecedented. She argued that representatives of the State Department should never engage in partisan political activities. Pelosi did not address all the Democrats serving under President Obama who spoke at the 2012 convention. The CDC has new rules on travel, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention dropped its recommendations for travelers to quarantine for 14 days upon returning from trips overseas or out of state during the coronavirus pandemic. The CDC updated its guidelines on its website. Though the two-week recommendation was changed, the federal agency did caution travelers that they can still contract the novel coronavirus while traveling. The CDC continues to recommend travelers wear masks indoors, wash hands, maintain social distancing guidelines, and monitor themselves for symptoms of COVID-19. They also state that traveling does increase your risk of contacting and spreading the virus, noting that staying home is the best protection from COVID-19 for yourself and others. If you must travel, the Federal Health Agency recommends travelers to check their recommendations on government websites for their destination, as well as any places they will be passing through during their trip.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.